Guys, we have hearts now.
Well, we have hearts.
Because we love each other.
Who are these people?
So, we're back.
Wait, back again.
Okay. Oh, no, we're just doing this. I don't know.
We just never stop talking.
The podcast said where we should smile more and have fun.
Oh my god.
He used to do that with his
We have no idea what we're doing.
He used to do that with every one of his license pictures.
Do you have that done now?
Yeah, they all saw it.
I've seen it.
I see what? I see
but he used to
his license photo
hair.
Is
he
what, that like, face.
He used to look like Charles Manson all coked out. He had his hair all down. It was so funny. They would refuse to take the picture.
Yo, we're not taking it.
No.
And they would be like, stop. And he'd be like, okay. And then he'd go to take the picture again. And he would just... big old smile, like the most crazy smile.
Let's see your impression of it.
I don't want to do it.
Come on. You're so shy.
Right.
I don't do chest face.
I don't do chest face. I want to punch chest.
You want me to see my impression or not? I got to get up and pull my pants down.
There's remember, you're getting the tattoo.
Yes, I'm getting his face tattooed on my
ass. No, he said Chad.
It says Chad is here. Yeah, but your face.
Oh, you
face
saw too? Chad's butt before?
No.
I don't know what this is sounding like.
Did you tell me yes and no, this song? You never
he does have two assholes, though. I do know that.
He don't got no fucking two assholes.
Well, how do you know that if you've never seen it?
I do not.
Because he had surgery performed so he would get a second asshole.
No, I did not.
Yes, that's exactly the way it happened.
I fell on a hook.
So it's one of those, okay.
He's not lying.
Hail.
This is a good place to start.
It's not.
The world needs to know the story.
I mean, can
you
I
want to tell the story or do you want me to tell it?
There's a boss.
Who are these people?
I love how we were starting to start, and then we're like,
the guy,
let's just start right now talking about nonsense.
The guy
immediately
with the hook was at work. You know the U-Haul
the
trucks?
Guy with the hook.
The U-Haul trucks, they have the paintings, the murals on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
His job was to touch the murals up, and he was laying on a scaffolding. And they asked him to come down
on
the scaffolding.
You?
I was on a little short ladder, like this tall. I was two steps up, and my lazy-ass supervisor came over, and he was like, hey, can I borrow your ladder real quick? And I was holding a paintbrush and a cup of paint, and I was like, sure, and I stepped down, and the ladder wiggled, and I fell. But I was like, ha, because I was right there. But I never hit the ground, because there was this tire iron that was bent on the wall.
You said a tire iron.
It was
remember
a tire
that
iron.
It's important.
And it was up there to hold the hose, the air hose, because they use that a lot. And I landed on that thing.
With your asshole?
No,
on
my ass.
Everybody thought it was his asshole.
Literally like a quarter inch from it.
So is your
and
asshole.
It went into my fat butt 8 inches.
Wait, I'm sorry, say that.
Listen, wait, he's not done yet, let him tell.
I fell off
deep
the ladder, and instead of hitting the ground, there was a hook in my way, and it went into my butt cheek 8 inches.
I just wanted, I just wanted to hear him say it went into my ass.
He was
my fat ass 8 inches.
Was hanging
on
the wall. On
the wall.
And my supervisor was standing there looking at me, and there was this pipe next to me. So I grabbed the ladder, I put my foot on the bottom step, and I got on the pipe, and I just pulled myself off that hook, and I hugged the ladder, and my boss was like...
Nobody helped you?
Did that go up your ass? And I was like, can you call 911? And when the ambulance came, they were like, all right, you got to get off the ladder. I was like, no, take it with us.
Take it with us.
I'm not coming down. Look what happened last time.
I got a call from the hospital, him telling me that story. He's laying on a bed, right? And he's screaming because people are coming by. He's got his ass up in the air.
Yo.
And people are coming by looking at him. And they're making fun of him and laughing.
They would.
And I can hear the people.
Were you like laying on your stomach? Just like.
Yeah.
And he's yelling, get the fuck out of here at the top of his lungs.
Yo.
They were like coming. You could hear the curtain open and they go, hee hee hee. Because my ass is sticking up. And I'm bleeding everywhere. It's like I'm soaked in blood.
So who the fuck is laughing at you when you're
I don't
in
know.
This position?
I was. The first thing, I was like, are you okay? Yeah. You're okay. Yeah, I'll be all right.
And finally they
you're
said.
You're dual exhaust.
Oh, yo.
Chad Buttholes.
They
I
said,
have him in my phone right now from years ago as Chad Buttholes. I said he had dual exhaust. He was double barreled.
Yeah.
There was a ton of jokes.
I want to see.
I played the hockey game, like the EA Sports hockey game. I named all of my people.
Yo.
Chad, all Chad's different.
Chad Buttholes.
Buttholes names.
Mm-hmm.
Once I knew he was okay, we made fun of him. I'm
was
still making
okay,
fun of him. How long ago was that?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, and I still make fun of you for it.
Spine still.
That's
hurt.
A good story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, that's good.
All
that
I want to know is, what has he done to people in like a past life that God is like, oh, that's not enough punishment. I need to stick a hook in this guy's ass and give him a second asshole.
And when I got home from the hospital, my mother was all pissed at me, and she was like, "You were just trying to get out of work early." And I was like, "Oh yeah." I was like, "How am I going to get out of work? I don't know. I'll impale myself on this hook."
8 inches in the ass.
8 inches.
So finally, these three Asian doctors came in.
So check out.
And they were talking there. I was like, and one of them leaned down. He was like, "We're going to put a hose in your butt and fill it with the air, see if you have a leak." So they were like, shh, shh. They pumped me up like a tire, and my stomach was full. And they were like, "Okay, it's not bubbling out your wound, so you're okay." And I was like, "My stomach hurts." And he's like, "Don't worry, you'll pass the gas." I'm not sure.
Don't worry.
So I go home, and my stomach's still huge, because guess what? I can't fart, because I just shoved this huge fucking tire iron through my ass muscles, and I can't just hurt.
Okay, really, don't if you fart, that. Though, is it I'm not more stomach and also, muscle?
You got to tell him everything. A piece of his sweatpants.
He's making sure. Don't tell them everything.
A piece of his sweatpants and a piece of his boxer shorts ripped off and were pushed up into the wound. They didn't clean him out. They didn't know it was up there.
So it got infected for a year and a half.
His ass was leaking, and didn't your father have to, like, wipe it for you?
No. Yeah, when I grabbed.
You have to tell the truth, dude.
I couldn't get...
Your dad's gone. He's safe.
I would call him for work.
Be the one that's
I'm going to take the shit. Yeah. All right. Coming home, bud.
Oh, my God.
But I went home, and my mom was giving me all these concoctions to make me poop. And I wouldn't eat, because I was like, there's no way I could shit. I'm not
you were
eating.
Fucked up for a little while.
And it hurt so bad. And then I started to feel all fucked up. And I was like, "Mom, just stick a straw in my butt. It'll let it out."
Oh, my God.
And I had to go to the doctor every couple of days because he was sticking these matchsticks up my wound.
So you have like a lot of experience with sticking things up.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
And then I got infected.
Not very.
And I ended up in the hospital.
I like it.
I used to tell him all the time that he had a second asshole installed so you get fucked up the ass more. Two guys at a time.
That's
oh
it.
My God.
So they finally took me to Yale and they mapped out my butt wound. And then...
You had a lot of butts.
I'm sure you wanted to do this today, huh?
But I got to watch it, so it was kind of cool.
Oh, like on a camera thing?
Yeah, they just stuck like a tube in there and pumped in the dye, and they were watching it. And I was like, oh, it's pretty cool because it's winding. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, and it spread out. And they were like, oh.
Did they ask you if you wanted to see it, or they just put it there and said, no, they just put it there.
And they were like, oh, we're afraid you might have a hole in your colon. And I was like, okay. Uh-huh. And they did one of them, you know, camera up your butts.
Yeah.
But they didn't put you to sleep back then.
Yeah, well, luckily you had a two-lane highway.
Sometimes and they drugged me up like the night before.
You probably drugged yourself up before you got there.
I told my dad I had to douche my ass.
Yeah.
And I had this girl over. And my dad's like, you got to do this. And I was like, bro, I'm not doing that. I was like, I don't give a fuck what they say. So they had me on the table. I made them drug me up as much as possible. Because I was like, you are not doing this to me. Unless I am fucked up, and I was.
Oh,
and
good.
They shoved this camera up my butt that had to be like this wide.
No way.
And the TV screen is right in front of you, and you're watching your asshole as they shove it up, and it would come along like this weird brown spot on the side, and I'd be like, it's cancer. And, and I heard him, my father was right there, because I was like, you're going to be here for this. I'm not doing this alone. And they'd be like, oh, and my father was like, well, he wouldn't let me do it. And then they turn on this vacuum to suck because it was poop.
They vacuumed your poop out.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I don't want to do that.
You should
feel it like suck your colon shut and
they shot back your asshole.
And then they travel further.
Well, I'm sure you're not the first person to not do the douche.
So it ended up.
They had a shot back ready.
They filleted my butt cheek open, and they dug in there and they found a bunch of fibers from my sweatpants.
And they got it.
And they cleaned out the wound and they put
good job, Yale.
They put in a drain and in and then out so they could pump in saline to the pocket and close it that way.
This is
so I have two spots on my butt that looks like a vampire bit me.
Oh, but it's just
how the fuck do you know?
Oh, it's the in and out.
I've seen it.
How? Somebody take a picture of your asshole for you?
Can I see it? I'm my asshole.
Can I see it?
Maybe. You can tattoo my butt. You can tattoo
no, I just want to look at
blood
it.
Blood coming out of it.
You said what? Oh, vampire bite?
You could write Dracula. That could be the thumbnail for this episode. Just your butt cheeks.
I would definitely do that. Like make it but look like a real. You have to be in that same position.
He was in the hospital though.
Blood dripping out of it.
You have to be in that same position though.
Yeah. See, there was a good start. Chad's asshole.
They had me. Yeah. They knocked me out for it, but when I woke up, my leg hurt like a motherfucker. Yeah. And I was like, "What did you do to me?"
They took my foot.
Look at your transcript and just know.
They stuck my foot up here.
That's my favorite part of that. Now people were telling the story going into his ass.
Oh, I know. We had the fighting.
Like I was watching Dan's face. He was like, "Fucking!" When you heard the Chad, the hook was going in his ass 8 inches. You're just like, you're just like cringing. People cringe at that story. It's
the luckiest pirate.
Yeah, yeah. That's deep.
It's rough.
You must have been a real asshole. You must have been like Hitler.
Must have. But when I sat on the hook, it went like right next to my spine, but it pushed. The bottom of my spine, my tailbone.
He's like, wait, he's
off
not punished
to the left
enough.
Side.
Fucking hooking your ass.
So my tailbone's like kind of cocked off.
Oh.
And the only thing they ever said to do was to cut my tailbone out. And I was like, yeah, I feel like you need that. It's like, is that going to fuck up my balance when I go to sit on something?
Probably.
Just keep rolling.
I just thought of a great story. I'm not sure if I can say it. You can edit this shit out if you had to.
Nope.
Yes, you could.
Nope.
About how he was like, it happened to U-Haul. He was like, I'm suing for millions of dollars. He's like, fuck this shit, right? And you would think he would probably get it if he dragged it out for years and years and years.
Yeah, probably got it now.
But he would tell girls, I'm going to get millions of dollars.
Yo.
They came out of the woodwork. He had himself some fun. Some girl drove from Ohio to meet him in a hotel with a hot tub.
Oh, my God.
She had tits as big as your head. She answered the door completely naked, and they were in a bubble bath. And she's like, we're not dressed right. You should, you know, you're going to have to wait. So she closed the door. They got dressed. We came back in the room. They closed the door. If you looked at the door, there were two giant bubble spots where her tits were up against the door. Like, those the bubbles were still there. And me and the other guy just looked at her, looked at the door.
I'm a pioneer. I picked the girl up on the internet before there was an
internet. He picked her up with, you know what an X-band is?
No.
Isn't that an X-band?
Radio?
Yeah, it's a ham radio
in the back of
it's like when you had a Sega Genesis or a Super Nintendo, you could play online.
Console.
It's the first shit.
Oh,
they gave you a keyboard and you could type to people, just emails. He picked up some chick and got her to drive from Ohio over emails on that thing.
Did you send her a photo? What was that?
That's
like?
Fire.
Do the smiley.
They were in the hot tub together.
I had to send it through the mail.
You had to send a photo of yourself.
Yeah, through
the
mail.
You had to send through the mail?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah,
did you leave out anything?
No, I told her everything.
Oh, you would better off sending it on a bird.
Oh, that
would have
been
shit.
The best episode of like 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She was a cool chick though. I'll give her that.
I liked her.
Let's get you on there. A casting call for 90 Day Fiancé. Find a girl in like the Philippines.
I'll watch the fuck out of that shit.
And she comes over and you're like, hey, something I gotta
tell you. I'll just go over there. Anybody want to be American?
Everybody be American.
Yeah, let's be American.
That Mexicans pay like $60,000 to come over here illegally. And I'm like, well, how much are they paying me to marry him?
Right. I'll marry anybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Equality.
Fuck yeah.
$60,000. I'll be your man.
I'll be your man.
Yeah, that's what we should have did instead of comedy shows. We should have just married a bunch of illegal people.
Yeah.
Got their visas. They could have paid us. We could have paid your house off.
And you could pass for
we're fucking stupid.
Could. Yeah. They probably would.
They only have three
in the country. Oh, no. We got enough of you drains on the economy here, all right, sir.
No.
It's over.
I don't want to cross the border because they're going to be like, yeah, we got to check this guy's ass. He looks like he's got a lot of weird places to hide drugs.
Too many holes back there.
He's just sneaking into concerts all the time.
In the second hole or the original one?
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, I'm ruining your thing.
Yeah, whatever.
They'll just get a dog
it's
today.
It's legal
anyway.
Now.
Yeah, you're right.
Wait.
What? But getting a second?
He said in his arm.
In his arm, we used to take a Ziploc bag and put our bowls and our weed when we go to a concert, and he could tuck his arm back into his hook.
Freaking.
It's like this. We call it the safe.
Don't tell my leg guy, but every time he would cast my arm.
Who's your leg guy? Who are these people who has a leg guy? Service?
My leg guy.
I can't see.
Oh, I can't see. Okay.
But when he would cast my stump,
yeah,
it's a wet cast. Like you would get on your leg, I would wiggle my arm inside there, and he'd be like, "Please stay still," because I'm making room for my drugs in my bowl.
Yeah, but we would go into concerts, and everybody'd be getting searched, and we would be like, "Our shit's getting right through."
Right through.
Do you have an arm
Take your arm off.
You know what the worst was? We went through one time, they made us go through the handicap entrance. You were in the wheelchair, right? They searched the shit out of him, but didn't search me at all.
And you were the
nothing. They didn't touch me at all. Well, I was just standing
there. Normally, they don't want to touch me at all.
They thought like he might be, his whole wheelchair might be like, they were like looking at it like it was a bomb.
Like it was a bomb.
They've touched a million normal looking guys.
I feel like they're like, looking at me and they make that choice. They're like, if he's got a gun, he can't use it. He's just going to drop it and probably shoot himself in the leg and problems.
Unless it's made for him.
Or maybe it is a problem. People sneaking things up.
Without touching us at all, either one of us. We could have had fucking anything on us that night. Remember that shit?
Grenade.
The guy was sitting at a desk with his feet up. He was the fucking handicap entrance. Everybody else is going up the stairs in New Haven Coliseum, and then downstairs, they just let you take the elevator. Some guy's sitting at a desk half asleep. We were like, he's handicapped, and they told us to come through here. He's like, yeah, go ahead. Didn't even take his feet off the desk.
Oh, you got an AK or Jesse?
Come on, yeah, we'll get the guy. Today, they wouldn't do that. After 9/11, they don't do that shit. Nah. This was before then.
It's over.
They let you go anywhere with a baby stroller.
I invented that. We went to New York.
Now you can't take anything anywhere.
Where did we go there? What's some that? Ballroom to see Slayer.
Oh, Roseland Ballroom in New York.
We went a couple hours early and we sat in Dunkin' Donuts because they got a big window and we just people watched.
Oh, that was the greatest.
And it was fun. So we went to get in line at the show and it was like way down the road and around the corner. And he was like, well, we better get in line. And I was like, no, fuck that. I'm handicapped. I don't wait in lines. And I walked up to the bouncer and I was like, sir, I'm handicapped and I can't wait in this line.
And this is one my friend. Late.
One leg.
And he was like, I'll go get in the line. And I was like, and my friend's with me. I can't be alone. I got to have my friend.
Do you know how many times I got through shit just for being his friend?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Everybody should have a handicap friend.
Yeah. Leg up.
Just for the parking.
The parking.
We go back to places. Then, when you went to the amusement park before they had all this fast pass crap, I just walked up the exit.
Yeah.
Got on the next ride.
Nice.
Talking about a little bit of cripple privilege.
Yeah. Well, back then they let us gimps on the ride. Mm-hmm. Now they won't.
We went to the football game at the old Giants Stadium.
Are you allowed to go on rides?
No.
No, they won't let them on anymore.
Nope.
Is there any like one ride you're allowed to go
probably,
on?
Probably like little kid ones.
Could you imagine the teacups?
I'd love to take them up. I'd love to go on the fucking Superman when you sit next to me.
I should do that. We should do that and I'll throw my leg out and we'll sue the shit out of him. You said I'd be safe.
Fuck that.
You promised me.
You lied.
Yeah.
Have you ever like wanted to do like something? Like, what's the thing you want to do most? If you were granted like a second leg today, like right now, what would you do? Like, what's the one thing? You have one day. It's your leg day.
He tried to bang some girl and run away. Day.
Yeah, but my other leg is fucked up. So.
Well, no. You're granted full mobility for one day. What do you do?
But I still got gimpy arms.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it be? Yeah. So all you could do is run like
this. Yeah, all you get is legs.
All you get is legs and good hips and knees.
He's like, I would just run as fast as I can.
Before he had a bad hip and needed the crutches, he used to run
for him.
Pretty good. Like yeah. He had a way of doing it. He ran pretty
especially
fast.
Especially
a lot faster than you'd think he could. But his legs in the old days, though, were totally different than that.
We were these big, bulky legs.
They could take a lot more of a
we were in his friend's property and it was like a big field, but there was a road and we were tripping on acid.
Nice.
And we were just watching the road and we saw this cop come by because there was a little blue light wiggling. And he got to the end and he turned around and we saw the light coming across the field.
Man.
And they started running. And I passed them. I was like,
yo.
You're not telling it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that
you're
you can't tell those stories.
You can't tell the next part where the cop was driving by and we're like, wouldn't it be fucking if we just turned into this field right now?
Oh, yeah.
And he fucking turned and his fucking headlights were pointing right at us and we all ran, right? But what he was doing was just turning around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He had no idea we were there.
So
they
were chasing
us for 1 second.
On acid, you guys were
no shit. We were gone. He was fucking ahead of us. That's the point.
You guys are being sabotaged.
And I started out after him because I stood there watching the beam and I was like,
I'm telling you, he used to run like kind of like, I don't know how he did it. Like he would throw his leg over. It was like a really fast waddle kind of thing. It was like the fastest thing.
I could have been in the Special Olympics.
He was running it too.
Yeah, he would have fucked people in the Special Olympics. He was real
I thought you could run. We got a cop to stand there.
He used to be able to do a lot more shit, you know, than you would ever think he could. I got him a job working at some place where he was drilling holes through shit. So he's holding a drill. We clamped everything up before we drilled it anyway. But mm-hmm. He was able to do all that and then attach all the screws and the bolts and tighten everything up with a wrench and all that shit.
Yeah, I had dexterity back then. Now I'd be like, tink. Oh, I can't tink. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Tink. You can't do shit like you used to.
Do you have to worry about magnets.
Magnets.
I can magnetize my hook.
Yeah, it would have to be a pretty powerful magnet. What about one of those magnets that pick up the cars?
I had one of those light up things for when I was a construction flagger. And I was using it one foggy day because nobody could see me. And it has a magnet on the end.
Yeah.
And it magnetized my hook.
Oh. That's cute.
Because I let go of my keys and one of them was hanging from my hook. And I was like, what the hell?
I feel like that'd be pretty useful.
It could be. You won't drop your metal dildos anymore.
Your metal dildos. Oh my God.
You had enough of that.
Then, you hiding your boner? What are you doing with the pillow?
No.
Chad's hiding his with his drink.
Well, I was talking about the learning about masturbation. He's like, how do you
learn about it?
Yeah. He's like, when he learned about it, and I was like, how did you just learn about it?
Well, I was
like
watching Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues taught you how.
No, it wasn't from Blue's Clues.
I'm like, what weird fixation do you have?
No, what it, was the when, fuck? It was when
you was like that blue dog.
I'm sure you remember. I was like,
I got a letter for him.
Ears. Okay, it's called Ed. The Blue's Clues. What about it?
Blue's Clues.
I want to know. I got to hear the rest of this.
I had a neighbor.
Even worse.
Yeah, it was fucking worse.
All right, I told you I'm not sure if I want to hear.
This is when Halo first came out. And Xbox first game.
Where the fuck is this going?
I'm letting you know.
Right, I'm going to try and say.
So my next door neighbor had the Halo
game.
Don't
worry, this will end with masturbation.
And he was older than me, so he asked me, have I ever masturbated before? I'm just finished watching Blue's Clues.
It's a nice neighborly thing to ask.
I just learned how to spell
Blue. Hey, buddy, how's it going?
You feel me? Like, I just learned how to spell Blue. You know what I'm saying? I was young.
By the way.
And he showed me.
Oh my lord.
Like, he didn't do it on me though. It wasn't me. He just was like, yo, you never did it before.
How old was he?
Let me show you.
I was probably like 7.
Is this how you're saying your neighbor where he should be registered now?
He was probably like, he was like 12.
Have you checked the sex offender?
He
was starting out.
Yeah, he thought he was doing me a little service.
This is cool. I just found this on my body. Here, let me show you something.
So I'm playing Halo.
Before it's too late,
you might have the same button.
I'm playing this
But imagine this. Imagine being 12 years old and then going, hey, that 7-year-old needs to know about how to play with his dick.
Yeah, maybe he was like, I knew about this years ago.
But something's creepy about
it. It's
that.
Definitely creepy. At 12
years old,
you're doing so good.
I'm playing Halo.
Ew,
right?
Ew.
Yo, he said it for me. I'm playing Halo. And he got the, just like this, beating the fuck out of his shit.
Get the
I'm
fuck
over here like this. I'm like,
don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
God. What are you doing, bro? He's like, legs is in the air. Oh, I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Like, so I'm finished playing my Halo game, but mind you, I'm curious.
Were you still able to play Halo at that point?
Yeah, I was, you're just I was totally 7. Just see, I was
he didn't know. He
that's
didn't know
a serious concentration.
Yo, so he
you
back
knew
there.
Something weird was happening.
No, yeah, I did.
Next
I knew something
jerking
weird.
Off doesn't break his concentration. You nothing from, will.
Yeah. So he finished or whatever.
He finished or whatever.
Yeah, like,
probably
yo.
At 12, you might be shooting blanks. It's just
nah. I mean, nah, I won't get too crazy. We getting recorded. But nah.
the cops are going to show who this
facts.
Guy.
Who the fuck? So anyway, I was curious. So the next day, I go home, and I just happen to think about that. What happened that night. So I look at my shit, and I'm like, I'm going to try it. But I didn't know what to do. I didn't know you had to stroke it. I didn't know what the, you smack it. I didn't know anything. So the Spice Channel on the hot box. You know when you had on the Spice Channel?
Yeah, but you can't see it though.
You can't see it, yeah. But I saw a little sound. I heard it.
Yeah.
I'm on the couch. I heard it. I'm like, oh, all right, yeah. You know, young, you just, my imagination was crazy. So I just grabbed it. And I'm just like, all right, let me just move.
Wait, are you still 7?
Yeah.
Please channel a 7-year-old masturbating.
I told you I didn't want to hear this.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this?
Telling stories about 7-year-olds.
It's not a shift of gears.
But you know how many people are probably going to relate to this story.
I already relate to this story.
You know what he's leaving out that sucks, though? When you're a young kid, before you even like go through puberty, having to piss used to make your dick
yeah
hard. And you'd be like, well, why?
A lot of shit.
But it's
well, still then like, when you go through puberty and you get the boners for the first time that are for sexual reasons, you're like, but I don't have to piss. What's going on?
What's going on?
Nobody tells you shit back then. Listen, nobody told you nothing. Jones,
years ago, like, I say I'm like, what, 10 now. Mind you, I'm like 10 now. I'm still getting my shit, bro. Still getting my shit.
The ghost of Wang's past here.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. Like, I didn't know the feeling. Like, I was scared. Like, I really was scared. I'm shaking. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I feel like it was yesterday.
Oh, God.
Hell, bro.
Am I dying?
I was scared as well. I said, what is this? Like,
this is like.
I broke my dick.
Ew.
Right. Brother, yeah, I was real scared.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it was very terrifying. I told my mom all about it.
You told your mom about it?
Oh, he was scared.
I thought I'd tell my mom everything. I didn't tell her that.
A masturbation-related
fantasy. My mom was like, just looking like, yo, you got to talk to your father,
wait,
man.
I want
to
know what, like, how you told your mom, like, oh my God. How you described it. Like,
so I'm very blown.
I broke my dick, mom.
No, I was like, yo, because she knew I was trying to watch the Spice Channel. I used to try to close her door while I'm in the living room. Why are you trying to close my door for? I
said, are you masturbating?
Yeah.
Damn it, mom.
Because I only got caught. Oh, no, I never got caught. Never.
They knew. I told like, don't bother him.
Nah, man, nah. Socks on the door. I ain't never get. Because my father doesn't believe in masturbation.
That doesn't exist?
That's what he told you.
No.
He said it shouldn't. Yeah.
Oh. He said, I'm a pimp. Man, I got bitches. I ain't fucking masturbating.
That's what they always say.
Yeah. Bro, I'm telling you.
Then your mom gets mad at him and he's sitting in the room going, son of a bitch.
Yeah. No way. But nah, yeah, but no, get on track real quick. I showed my father about porn recently. My mom was pissed. Oh my.
Recently?
Yeah. He was pissed. He was watching the fuck up Pornhub. He didn't know.
What is it?
Yo, he said, you can watch this shit. It's on your phone. I was like, yeah, my mom was like, why you show him that shit? I'm like.
You got to watch a grown man experience. Right,
I thought he was a pimp. He's never watched porn before.
Yeah, but he's never seen everything.
No, I showed him some weird
ass
shit.
You ruined his life.
Yeah, I did. His phone stopped working. His phone stopped. Yeah.
You get all them pop-ups. The
phone just died. But yo, I told mom, I was like, after I did, I was like, yo. Because I used to show her my pubes, everything. It's weird.
It's not weird. That's your mom.
It's my mom.
No, it's weird.
You didn't.
No, no.
You got your first pew.
It's weird.
But it's your
mom.
It's your mom. And you don't know what's going on. Like, who are you going to ask?
I figured out
like,
everything by myself.
One of your parents.
If I'm being honest.
Older brother.
Everything by yourself.
Everything by myself.
So you was experimenting on yourself.
I was experimenting. What do you think I was
you
doing?
You was.
You're just fitting random things.
So nobody told you nothing. You just was like, oh, okay.
I kind of just figured out stuff by common sense.
No.
I started smacking my dick.
That's what I'm saying.
I was watching the farm animals.
I slipped.
All right. I rubbed up against something. That was like, oh, that feels good.
That's how that shit, I found that shit for the first time.
So you
time.
Were a pillow humper too?
No, I was just laying down. I was laying down watching.
That's the strangest thing you've ever
I was thinking. Laying down watching TV on the couch.
Uh-huh.
I got a boner.
Is this
and then what?
It just, take.
You know what happens at the end?
What happens?
It just went off. No.
You just thought about it real hard.
And I was like, there's something wet in my pants. And I was like, but I was like, well, that must be what that is. That's the stuff.
Well, who'd you tell it was what? You just said it. You just said it.
You're the first people I've ever told that in my life.
Oh, okay.
And everybody else is
like, oh, my God, all five people
in the world.
At my age now, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. I don't, hey, listen.
But I'm saying that's how I was like, wait a second.
Okay.
Wow. But then, of course, in the back of my head, I was like, that kind of felt good.
Yo,
how did that happen?
I was seized up.
I feel like I should ask you about your first boner, but that's weird. I feel like that's not.
No,
weird.
I was seized up.
Yeah, you're left out of this conversation like a little bit.
What do you mean?
Yeah, like a normal person.
It was easy. I just rub something. Just rub it.
Oh, I made out.
But you know what?
My
girlfriend told
me
she'd fucking
slide down the bed.
Oh my God.
Slide down the bed?
She would do anything.
What?
My ex girl, I can't say her name. She would rub up against anything, she would tell me.
Good for her.
Anyway, good for her.
When she was like, she said she started doing that shit when she was like 7.
Did you have a favorite pillow? Like one you took out of the closet when it was time? Like,
oh, it wasn't. It was in my bed at all times. It was a Jolly Rancher pillow.
Do you still have it? Look at it.
No, I don't. It was a Jolly Rancher pillow.
But it was like, no, Denzel, let me have it in the bed anymore.
It was. No. Imagine if I did and I just told you that right now. You're like, why are you so attached to this Jolly
Rancher
pillow?
I'm
snuggling. Why are you with this thing?
Awesome. It was one of those ones that has like all the beads in it and it was like very squishy.
Whoa.
You know what was crazy? Like pillow humping was so much of a thing in my household
in my household.
Yeah, my cat started doing it. Yeah. My cat. But he used to get real nasty with it. He'd bite the pillow and just. He used to, I used to come out, he'd tear my pillow up. Raven.
Your cat was also
your cat. Do you mean you?
Huh?
By your cat, do you mean you?
No, my cat.
No, his cat. You should have seen his cat.
I'm like, no, my cat. I don't know. I came on one day, he was biting the pillow. He was friends.
So were you biting your pillow?
No. Cat sex is violent.
Animal sex is.
But cat sex is special.
You should know. You got that with you, feel me?
Chester the molester.
The cat has a spiked penis.
Is that why you're...
Like spikes come out of his... Yes, you never heard that?
The cat does?
Yes. Like when, I think when he comes... He's like, what? He has spikes. Cat has a spikes on his penis. That's why the girl screams her ass off.
Wow!
They have spikes on their penis.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Barbs.
That's barbs, so they could stick inside and they can't get away.
Oh my God.
So kind of like their tongue has the scratchiness. Yeah. It's probably just, the same thing.
So they can't get out. You're pregnant.
That's why when he, she screams because he's hurting her.
Hold on, real.
Oh,
I just thought cats just do that.
That just fucked me up.
Meow.
You didn't know that?
No, I actually having a bad time.
That's weird.
No, well, that makes sense.
I forget where I heard
you figured it out on your own, so I don't know.
No female cat.
You don't understand.
Question from the audience. Why haven't any of us seen Chad eat? Why no one has seen you eat?
I have. Seen you before.
I've seen him eat tons of times, but that's me. And he did have a cherry pie today.
Have you, Jen, seen Chad
eat? I never seen Chad eat.
I haven't seen Chad eat.
He's a vampire.
Have you seen
not
you
once.
Work beside him every day?
Not he's a vampire. Once I see this man every single day of my life.
You had to see me.
Diet.
I've seen me, but I've known him forever.
Can you describe his eating? Is there something there that needs to be hidden? You don't want to remark on?
He eats people because he figures if he eats people's fingers and limbs, he'll grow them himself.
Yes. Is this true?
I would try it if it worked.
He's like, that's a good idea. I'm going to try that shit.
You wouldn't care that it was people?
No. All right. They're probably wasting their fingers anyways.
Yeah, got to get that finger protein.
That's right.
Did I?
Yeah, it'd still be handicapped.
What am I going to do with that? I need
you got the same look. It's almost the same.
I'm going to have to eat like
yeah, Denz's finger doesn't bend straight. Well, I can't say bend. It doesn't go
so
straight.
You're giving me a fucked up finger?
I know, that's such an insult.
It's like, here, I'll give you a car.
It's a finger.
It's broke, but...
It doesn't drive, but you can have it.
It just needs a $5,000 motor.
Come on, babe. Give him one of your good fingers.
No, I can fix it.
If we don't give him a good one.
Cable and put it down, I'll fix it right up.
No, we're not doing that.
I could be a doctor.
I wonder if they could attach another finger.
Where?
Like to the side of the...
Right there?
Yeah, on the other side of the thumb.
I'd rather you have two than that looking thing.
It's not a thumb.
I don't know how good it would work. I'm sure they could attach it, but to get it to live...
But then I would have a real finger. That's all I meant.
Oh, okay.
There's a doctor somewhere that could do it.
Dr. Zhivago?
He's probably in Germany or something.
Or Russia.
Yeah. One of them places.
You go to Russia, you come back a whole 6'2". Back 6'2".
I have fingers.
Black legs.
I wonder how much money it would take to fix you. Like, there's got to be a number. Like the scientists are like, we'll take on the challenge. Let's just do it.
Take on the challenge.
If you had,
let's
like,
grow him a leg in a lab.
$6 million,
Elon Musk money.
We had a show when we were kids.
What could they do to him?
It was called the $6 Million Man. And the guy was some kind of Air Force pilot, and he crashed, and they rebuilt him bionic.
Really?
Yeah.
So, and how long did he live for?
Right,
after
where
that?
Is he at now?
Oh, I don't know. He probably ran out of batteries.
Yeah. You imagine?
He's probably stuck somewhere.
He would, like, stop crimes and shit on the show, and when he was chasing, he could do super stuff. And when he was chasing a car, it was back then. They didn't have all this computer stuff. They would just have the car going and slow, and he'd be chasing after it, and they'd be like...
It was just somebody making those sounds.
I thought you were talking about a real guy. No. They said that too.
I
was like, wait a minute. This sounds like a
TV
show.
Jump over a fence and be like, wah, 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 wah.
You never saw that cheap ass show?
No.
Look it up on YouTube. You'll laugh your ass off.
What is it called?
The Bionic Man.
$6 million
and then they had the Bionic Woman.
I think I seen Bionic Woman.
You're going to remake it with Mark Wahlberg. And I'm like, well.
And then it's going to be really
$6 million's not getting you very far in today's world.
Nah, you get a finger.
Yeah.
That's it, one of these.
What did he have? Two bionic legs and a bionic arm.
Yeah.
And an eye.
Yeah.
And an eye. Cyborg.
And they would make that stupid noise every time he was using it, so you knew he was using it.
And then they had a bionic woman, and she did the same thing. And I did a joke back in the day. I was like, because, you know, there are old people that would know who they were. And I was like, you think if the bionic man or woman had sex, they'd be like,
come on, mama.
If you saw the show, that's very funny.
Yo.
But the show is so cheesy, you're going to watch it and be like, I can't believe people watched this shit back then.
That's like the 70s. Lost both his legs. You think he had a bionic dick?
He must.
Did his dick miraculously survive?
Mm-mm. They gave him one. I told him to build me one anyway. Just build me one.
Yeah, bionic.
Just
yeah,
do it. Even if it's okay, just make me a new one.
Remote. Control with a remote.
He probably cut his own dick off. Give me one of them bionic ones. Give me one of those.
Over there.
I want a dick that goes.
I want a bionic vagina.
What would you do with that?
Squeeze the shit out of things.
That would be fucked up. Like some guy goes to
right. Wouldn't it be like she well, just crushed his prehensile of the dolphins,
ripped it off
things like yeah, remotes. Okay. Get over
here. See, oh, that's yeah, what I. If I was God, I would have made vaginas with that power. Like if a guy, if he's not they supposed to be in there, they could just close shop and rip his dick right off.
Just close shop.
Oh yeah, I love that.
They should have teeth.
Lockjaw.
Teeth vagina. Nice.
Yes, and they're okay until you get them. Yeah.
Wasn't there a movie about that or something?
When there is a movie about that.
You don't need a test because when you, and it's the one, it eats
destroys
your
dick. Wait, I love
wait
this.
A minute.
I love this.
Maybe you don't like your dick, but
well, I'm just
I'm
saying.
Kind of attached to mine.
Vagina dentata, they call it.
Me and Dens were talking about this the other day, and I want to know why they're all built the same. They all have like a straight up like dump truck.
And they don't want to give it to me.
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
Literally, what? Think about all of these that types of people that you know, all the studs that you know. If you know any.
I know a few, yeah. So what is the real question here?
The question is...
Why
do studs have big butts? Or do they all? Like, is it every single one of them?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
And I don't care like, that I say bad shit about them.
90% of them.
Is it 90% of them?
I think the science...
There's always exceptions to the rule, though.
Hmm?
And I know one. I know a skinny, tiny little one that looks like Gollum.
We should do a poll.
Yeah.
Gollum?
Yes.
Precious.
All right. Pretty much, yeah. That's her. And she works, and she's got a girlfriend that's got a big, I mean, a fucking huge ass. She's got more ass than all four of us put together.
All these girls just keeping their asses off limits for you.
Not you.
No, this is my old boss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because you know they can.
And her little sidekick was her girlfriend.
They can handle any type of ass. Put it that way.
Right. Charlie, why don't you send us home?
Okay.
Thank our viewers.
Thank you for tuning in for this wonderful adventure.
About butt stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of butt
stuff. What's this called again?
Butt stuff.
Who are these people?
Who are these people talking about butt
stuff? I'm Charlie. This is Darnzel.
Darnzel.
This is Snowflake.
My name's not Darnzel.
And that's Bones.
And we'll see
Kyler's on the camera.
My name's not Darnzel.
Yeah.
All right.
Name is Denzel.
Denzel Washington.
Darnzel.
Washington.
C4Y.
The real one, the other guy's fake.
Yeah.
Yes.
You better get that shit straight.